Hey, a lot to talk about with Joel Sherwood. Of course, as you heard a couple weeks ago, a lot of exciting news out at Wilby. And Joel, you guys have purchased Phelps. We have. You guys are busy.
Yeah, we are. We are. Definitely been exciting. You know, we've been in the concrete industry for a long time, and this opportunity arose, and we jumped on it, and we've embraced it, and it's been awesome. We're really having a good time with it.
Hey, we talked a couple weeks ago. You guys really had a pretty good year last year.
We did.
All things considered, right?
We did. Actually, the last couple of years, we've had banner years. This year's going to be it's kind of interesting. There's not a lot on there on our books, per se, but we've got a lot rolling in. Just looking forward to another good year. Building is up. People are spending money. We're doing a lot of foundations, which is always a good sign because that means houses are being built. There's a lot out there. I think it's going to be a good year.
What do you guys do?
So what we do, our main bread and butter, if you will, is ready-mix concrete. You've seen our mixer trucks around, green and white mixers. We've been doing that for many, many years. But we've recently branched out to building supplies. We've always done that, but we're really taking a step forward. We want to be known for power tools, concrete finishing tools, concrete blocks. Matter of fact, we're building a brand new showroom right now as we speak to showcase that. So really exciting times.
How fun is that? A little construction.
It's very stressful. my partner Rob and I, all of us as a matter of fact, we're all in the back room covered in dust every day. It's very chaotic. People come in, they don't know where to go. It's very chaotic, but it's going to pay off in the end. Our building is looking beautiful, so very thankful for that. Just real excited to get in there.
Obviously, Joel, you saw a need for that, that
service.
We
did. We just want people to know, the public is welcome where we're at. These box stores and everything, there's an alternative for that. And we're very educated and knowledgeable in what we sell. So that's what we want to get out there. We want the public to come in and see what we've got and take advantage of it.
Is it all power tools or a certain?
It is not. We're going to become a Makita dealer. We already are a Husqvarna dealer. We've got bag products such as concrete, mortar, all concrete blocks. Cultured stone has just blown up. That's a really big part of our business. So, yeah, we can help in any aspect of that.
Okay, if I need my driveway fixed, what do I do?
Absolutely, just call us. We'll put you in the. Have you talked to the right person? We've got.
Do you guys come out and assess what?
We will absolutely. We'll come out and take a look. Tell you at least which step to take next. Put you in touch with a great contractor if that's the way you're going to go. Or we love do-it-yourselfers too. We really pride ourselves on helping out the do-it-yourselfers.
Well, you talk to all these guys, all these construction guys. How are they?
They're all busy.
Are they?
They really are. Yeah. Every home builder I talk to or who we deal with, they've got so much going on. Matter of fact, we give referrals out. We probably give out 2 or 3 referrals a day for, say, brick masons or concrete contractors. And the contractors have told me, hey, I really appreciate it, but I've got 9 or 10 on the books right now, and I don't think I can get to them. So, that's a really good sign.
So, you guys pouring basements or what?
Yeah, foundations, basement floors, driveways, you name it. We don't do the labor. We're not a contractor. We're a supplier. So, yeah, we service all of these contractors around here and all over the place. We offer concrete pumping, which is that's what things are going to come to with concrete placement. A concrete pump basically, it allows you to put concrete in spots where you don't disturb the lawn, disturb anything. It's just ease of placing. It's a good asset to our company.
What's the biggest demand for you guys? Is it with the bigger contractors, or do you get a lot of residential calls?
We get a lot of residential calls. Honestly, more this year than in years past, which I personally like dealing with the homeowner. I really do. I want them to leave our shop saying, man, I'm glad I went in there. So, yeah, it's kind of funny. Saturdays, we call do-it-yourselfer Saturdays. It's kind of laid back, but that's when all the weekend warriors come out and pour their driveways. But yeah, we have fun with it.
Absolutely. Quick break here. We'll come back, talk a little bit about Phelps Towing, just purchased by this group. We'll be right back. Joel Sherwood joining us from Wilby and Phelps Towing. They've purchased that. But how long have you been working at Wilby?
Oh, boy. That kind of goes back to when I was very, very young. Actually, our great-great-grandfather.
I was going to say about six.
Yeah, yeah. Our family's owned it since 1907. That's when Wilby came to be. But I started working there, yeah, 6, 7 years old, as early as I can remember. Started out sweeping the block yard.
And sure.
Here we are all these many years later. I think I started full-time in 97, so it's been a little bit.
Great family business.
I'm so proud of what we've done. Yeah, it's and the guys I work with, they're awesome. They're all family. I don't care what driver, our mechanics, our yard guys. It's just a really fun place to work.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys purchased Phelps Towing kind of out of nowhere?
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
You weren't planning on that, were you?
We were not. We were kind of kicking around the idea of branching out somehow, some way, whether it be another concrete plant, something. But yeah, this opportunity arose, and we jumped on it. My brother Zach is over there every day, kind of doing the day-to-day, along with my brother Aaron and I. We'll both drive tow trucks. Steve will be, Chris will be. We all do whatever's necessary to be done, and the group of guys over there and gals are fantastic.
So you're driving a tow truck?
I have many times. Wintertime, quite a bit. Here in the summertime, I can't leave the concrete plant ever, so it becomes very rough. But luckily, we've hired a couple other guys over there to fill the gap, and things have been going very smoothly over there.
What have you learned about that business?
I've learned that no two calls are ever the same. Expect the unexpected. And the short time I've been doing it, it's tough. I give them so much respect. It's really, really tough. Dave Phelps did it for 40 years, and the amount of knowledge that guy has is staggering. So we're very lucky to have him still on board, and he lends a helping hand every chance he can.
So, again, it's about customer service, isn't it?
It's all customer service, yes. I really enjoy reading the reviews from customers. We're able to check those periodically. I'm always on Google just looking at the reviews of Phelps Towing. That's what I like to hear, what the public thinks. So, that's what we strive for, just public, you know, customer service and being there for people.
What are the various services?
Obviously provides. Towing. We offer heavy hauling, lockouts. If you run out of gas, we'll do that. Basically, anytime you're in need with your car, you know, give us a shout.
So battery goes dead,
yeah. I've been on a few of those. But yeah, always busy.
Flat tire,
yeah, whatever you need. Tire changes, sure. You know, rollovers on the highway, big accidents. We've got a heavy wrecker, a couple heavy wreckers. But yeah, it's been an experience.
You've been busy?
Yeah, steady. I would say steady.
The deer help you out? Or?
The deer? No, not so much.
Really?
The ice helped us out.
Okay.
That's for sure. Back a few months back. Yes, that helped us out. Nothing like being thrown right into the fire. The day we signed and closed with County National Bank and Phelps, the day after, we were out on the highway with a huge wreck.
Wow.
Learning as we went. So, anyhow, yeah. It's been steady now. We've slowed down. We're at a really good pace.
And that's, correct me if I'm wrong, Joel, isn't that a relatively new location?
It is. Dave did have...
closer to the highway.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, his beautiful building caught on fire a few years back, and he moved back to this location where we are currently at, on Page Avenue. So, yeah, great location, nice little building. It's perfect.
So no home show this year. We usually see you there.
Actually, it's in October this year.
Okay, just bumped it back.
Yep, it's bumped back. We just sent the check in for the booth. So yeah, that'll be in October, which actually I kind of like that better. We're a little bit slower. So anyways, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
That's a good group, the home builders.
It is a good group, yeah. Yeah, we've done it, I think, 5 or 6 years now, I think we've done it. Way better in the new American One Event Center now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's always a good time.
So if you need any concrete work, call you guys.
Any concrete work, call us, 517-782-9493.
The towing hotline?
Towing hotline. You can call the same number. 764-1921 is Phelps's number.
I'm just testing.
I can't believe I knew that, but yeah, that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. I usually call my brother's cell phone if I have to forward calls to him, but yes. But yeah, give us a shout for anything concrete related or towing related.
Hey, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Being part of the week.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much.